Hello, Santa Barbara, and everywhere on the internet that is listening. This is Bruce Salen, and you are listening to and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290. You are welcome to email questions to Bruce at Bruce Salen. That's Bruce and Salen, SALLAN.com. That's S like in sensational. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen, and you can tweet me during the show, and I will respond in our live show, which is today, Thursday, between 11 and 12. We are actually repeated Thursday evenings at 9 p.m. and Saturdays at noon. You can follow me also on my Facebook page, which is about to approach 2,500 likes, as they call it on Facebook, people from all over the world. I actually chatted with one of our friends on the page who lives in Kenya. It is just remarkable. I love what the power of the internet can do for all of us, and the fact that my Kenyan friend, her name is Nadia, is hopefully actually listening via a live stream right now. If you are, Nadia, welcome, and I really would love to hear from you in the form of a tweet, as we discussed this morning. We have a very full show. I have a special guest for this segment, so I won't be doing my usual review of my column in great detail. Last week, we had Jim Scheinberg as a special guest for Family Financial Matters. As head of our sponsor, North Pier Fiduciary Management, he is a perfect match for our show and is our newest sponsor. Centurion Bancorp, who will be doing a special segment called Family Housing Matters, will be another sponsor. We are looking for an insurance company and a law firm to join our sponsor team, one for Family Insurance Matters and the other for Family Legal Matters. If you want to be a star, if you want your 3 minutes of fame, please join our show. I'm not expressing myself well. Let's just move on with today's topic, which is, today's topic is based on my column this week that is called Life. Wait a minute and it will change. You can find my columns on my website, brucesalen.com, or wherever you read my paper, but start with the Santa Barbara News Press, my home paper. It's on page 2 every Tuesday. Today we have a special guest, Bill McLeod, who is a competitor of mine in the dad space in both writing and radio show hosting. I don't know why I'm having him on. I should be squashing my competitors, but he's a good guy. And as I've just learned, he is a full-time dad to two kids, 13 and 16, the same ages as my two kids. He is the founder of singleparentstown.com, and he is the author of a new book that is coming out next week, which is why he's on our show to talk about his book. Welcome, Bill.
Thanks, Bruce. Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Boy, he even has a good radio voice. Maybe we should cut this short.
And I don't think we're compatible. You know, there's so much information and so many people. They're just reaching out to find people like you and I. And the more of us, the better. As long as we help people, that's what it's all about.
Well, I do agree. And the truth is, that is more of my, reimbursement. The value I get from what I do is much more how it helps people than in my pocketbook, and that to me is worth much more as well.
Amen.
Tell me about your book. Tell us where we can get it, and tell us what we need to know, and I'm eager to read it as well. I haven't read it yet. I've just seen some advance promo on it, so please tell our listeners about it, Bill.
Yeah, thanks, Bruce. I've got a new book coming out. It'll be out on my website, as Bruce was kind enough to mention, singleparentstown.com. Within about a week, it'll be on Amazon as well. And the name of the book is called Kickin' Butt as a Single Parent, 99 Tips That Every Single Parent Must Have. And I tell you, Bruce, the reason I wrote the book is, as we both know, there's so many, millions and millions of single parents out there. And I think what we all find as a single parent, nobody gives us a blueprint or a manual. It's, you know, it's no different than when we had children. You know, here's your child, go home, best of luck to you. And a lot of us, when we become a single parent, as you and I are, and especially full-time single dads, I was saying, okay, what do I do? And I've written this book specifically for all single parents, but what's amazing is the reviews are coming back saying, Bill, this is for all parents. Because what it does that's unique, Bruce, is 99 tips broken down into 10 chapters. Chapters such as how to get your life back together, how to take some me time, how to communicate with your kids or your ex, or just how to find balance with work. What's unique about the book is this. Every chapter has 10 tips, but they require an action statement. Meaning,
Wait. One chapter has only 9, right?
Well, that's the bonus chapter. That's the special one. That's the unique one. You're exactly right. But, the math.
I'm just doing my math here.
Yeah,
sorry.
Geez, I'm going to do this again. But what's unique about the book is that once you read the tips, then there's an action step that you actually have to take and check off that you've completed it. Because I think we all know what to do. Sometimes we just need to be reminded and maybe find unique and different ways to approach parenting. I apologize, I'm so passionate about this, but I will tell you that, you know, I've always heard these stories about, you know, children of single parenthood or, you know, have these high statistics of going to jail early or you know, getting pregnant, turning to drugs. And I said once before, why do I even try? My kids, if they're a product of a single parent, are in trouble. But it's not that. It's the parents that first and foremost need to balance themselves. And what my book really does is try to balance and help the single parents succeed, all parents succeed, so that the children are the beneficiary of their success. That's what it's all about.
Well, that sounds terrific. One of the things I imagine, and correct me if I'm wrong, Bill, is that you did start from a dad's point of view. In fact, I know your site was originally a dad's point of view, not literally that name as that's my name, but from the man's view of things, and yet you've changed it to parents. Is that a process that actually happened in the course of writing the book when the feedback was such that it really wasn't gender specific?
What was happening is there's two things I really don't like for the most part. I, number one, do not like being called a single parent. My kids just call me dad. I don't know who started calling us single parents. Second of all is I have the same issues as a single dad as a single mother does. I mean, it's a universal world that we live in. And so my book, you're correct, and my website is really transformed to really help all the single parents. You know, by estimates, there's almost 20 million single parents in this country. Statistically, in the U.S. Census Bureau, 25% of all the children in the U.S. today are raised by a single parent.
Okay, of that percentage, how many would you say, or do you know, are single dads?
Well, here's what's strange about it. If you read the Census Bureau, you have about a 70-30 discrepancy between single mothers and single fathers. Now, like your math, I'm not the best with math, but I got to believe that there's a man and a woman created this child somewhere, so I'm not sure how this discrepancy happened. And I think a lot of it just has to do with, in some cases, the mother may have custody, or in some cases, the father, and so the father doesn't perceive himself as the
single parent. Now, let's face it. Historically, men have abandoned families more than women. That is a historic fact. So that would justify those statistics. And historically, even now, I mean, I don't know about you, Bill. We are both full-time single parents to our children. In both cases, their mother is not involved. But I still have found, when my kids were younger, an amazing prejudice that was distinct to being the single dad. For instance, I was a full-time single dad to my boys when they were in elementary school, and I tried to volunteer, or I did volunteer at the school. Every single mom would ask me, or every mom, excuse me, single or not, would ask me the same question. What do you do all day? Now, could you imagine a mom asking another mom that question?
No. No. You're exactly right, Bruce. We are looked at differently, and understandably so. It's not our fault, yours and mine individually, or the fault of all the other good single dads or dads out there of divorced families. But there are those that have given us a bad name, and I think that's really why I came up with the title Kickin' Butt. So many times we all sit back and think we got our butt kicked. What happened? Why? You know, woe is me. Why did this happen? Why do I have to pay alimony? Whatever it may be. And it's time for all of us as parents to take back our life and do the things that we need to do to stabilize ourselves and give us that foundation and be positive and optimistic about being a single parent so our children are the beneficiary.
We are running out of time, so I want you to please let our listeners know how, where to get your book and any information they need right now.
Thanks, Bruce. You can go to singleparentstown.com.
That's parents, plural.
Plural with an S on the end of it. We'll have all the links up there by this week. Bruce has been so kind to have me on early. It's my first interview with the new book, Bruce, so thank you so very, very much.
Well, it's been a pleasure, and I look forward to our conversation off the air that we have promised each other.
Sounds good, Bruce. Have a great day. I appreciate your time.
Thanks so much. Well, my producer, Richard Dugan, is telling me it's time for a break. He's also telling me to calm down. I came in a little hyper today. I'm in a good mood, frankly. So we are going to take a break. We are going to take a break, and our next segment will be The Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Thank you, Bill McLeod, for joining us today. This is The Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station.
Bruce Salen, A Dad's Point of View. Bruce Salen, father of two. Bruce Salen, he knows what to do. Bruce Salen, A Dad's Point of View.